How do you typically respond to anxiety about the future? Many people find themselves responding in one of two ways. Some people allow themselves to ruminate on all the things they're worried about. Other people try to push their anxious thoughts away as hard as they can. Unfortunately, neither of these responses are effective. When you make anxiety into a big deal by ruminating on it or pushing it away, this feeds into the anxiety and makes it worse. If these strategies don't work, then what does? Well, instead of responding to your anxiety as though it is a big deal, a better response is to diffuse it. This is the first step in the DARE response. To diffuse your anxiety means to respond to it in a dismissive way. Remember, anxiety is trying to trick you. Anxiety wants you to believe you are in danger right now. It wants you to believe the future will be awful. In reality, you are safe in the present, and you can't predict the future. Your anxiety is merely nervous energy giving you strange thoughts and feelings. See anxiety for what it is and learn to dismiss it. To dismiss your anxiety, you first need to identify what it is that you're anxious about. What statements go through your mind as you anticipate the future? What do you fear will happen? People who experience anticipatory anxiety often experience a number of thoughts that begin with the phrase, "What if?" What if I get stuck on the plane and can't escape? What if I have to leave the wedding because I feel anxious and people get offended? What if the dentist finds a bunch of cavities? Think back to the feared event you identified yesterday, and then identify your personal what if statements. What are you afraid of? Do you fear getting stuck talking to a particular family member? Do you fear freaking out so far away from home on your holidays? Do you fear the results of a medical exam? What exactly do you fear? Identify your fears and turn them into what if statements. Once you do, you can practice diffusing your fears with a dismissive response. Now, a great way to dismiss your anxiety is by using a statement that starts with whatever or so what. Opening a statement with whatever or so what conveys the fact that the fear isn't that big of a deal. This will really help neutralize the fear in your mind. So let's take an example. Let's say you fear going to the dentist because you might have a bunch of cavities. You would first turn this into a what if statement. So your fear is, what if the dentist finds a bunch of cavities? You would then dismiss this statement with a so what or whatever response. Whatever. That appointment is weeks away. My anxiety is tricking me into being anxious about something that won't happen for ages. Or, whatever if I have cavities, I'll just get them filled. It might be uncomfortable, but I've been through worse before and I was fine. Remember, the event is far away. You can deal with whatever happens when it happens. In addition, you can't predict the future. You've no idea if your fear will actually materialize. What dismissive statements do you want to use? First, identify your specific what-ifs, then come up with a personalized so what or whatever type response. Here's an activity to get you started. Write down your scariest what-if. This is your number one fear about your future event. Then come up with the funniest dismissive response you can think of. A humorous response can make your dismissive comment much, much more powerful. Think back to the example of being afraid of cavities. In response, you might say something like, whatever if I have a bunch of cavities. I'll just get my teeth pulled and look like a pirate. Give it a try. How can you dismiss your scariest what-ifs with a humorous so what or whatever response? Every single time you start to dread your future event, identify what you're afraid of. Then use a dismissive comment to diffuse your fear. Be persistent. You will begin to notice a difference. This is your first step towards recovery, and many people feel a measure of relief from just this first step alone. Allow this relief to boost your confidence. Then come back tomorrow to learn the next step in the DARE response.